We may have our head of funding.
Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. To enable audio controls, please enter your audio PIN followed by the pound or hash sign. If you do not have a PIN, just press pound or hash.
Email sign is open, and I'm going to join this meeting in 1 to 2 minutes. I think Amy is there and may join us sooner. So thank you again for setting this up. I'll talk to you in just 1 minute. Bye. You guys are free to enter that meeting.
I'm already in.
Oh, you are?
Do I use, like, the 8x8 phone, or do I use the
GoToMeeting
thing?
You use your 8x8 phone and call that line.
You need both. So you would dial the number.
Yeah.
Tara, Amy? Amy, Kara, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, cool. I just got off the phone with Grant. He's going to be joining us in like a minute or two. And you guys are able to see my the underwriting guidelines screen?
Mm-hmm.
How's everything going today?
It's going pretty well. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Another day.
Have you done trainings like this with any other partners
before? Yeah, I do
before?
Every Thursday, I do them.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, can you hear me at all?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Hi, Jeff.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. We're just waiting on Grant. He should be here any minute. Okay. Get joining in.
Okay, I think I'm good.
Grant?
Yes, hello.
All right, cool. All right, everyone's here. Go ahead and get started. So appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. You know, stop me at any point if I'm going fast or you have any questions. This is the general training we do for all ISOs. We can make it as specific for any questions you guys may have on deals, etc. To give you guys some background on myself, I've been here 2 years. I'm the senior underwriter on my team. I work under manager David Zullo. If you see anything from the rest of our team members, that'd be Robert Gears, Judy Velez, and Adam Geller. I have a background in public accounting. I'm very happy to be here instead. A lot better than public accounting. So we're going to go ahead and get started. This is the most up-to-date reference guide. Pretty sure you guys all have a copy of this. So this is the general guidelines. I'll go through them in a minute. These are the general guidelines, split requirements. There'll be the guidelines for split deals and for revenue-based deals. Whether states are fixed or adjustable, stipulations that are required, and target industries that we look for and ones that we don't. After that, I'll go through the spreadsheet that you guys receive on every deal and how to manipulate that in order to find out the approval, how to work the upsell, and how to see what best offer is that you're able to offer to the merchant. So we'll start with the splits. These are general requirements for any split deals. It's not the biggest program. These are the credit card based deals. These are more. We see these more on some retail businesses and restaurants. People who don't put in all their cash into their bank, So this allows us to take directly from the credit card processor. And on the next page, you'll see the actual credit card processors that we do, in fact, split with. These are the...
So earlier, I got an email on brand saying that they only qualify, or we only offer MCA.
Yeah.
Is it just this? There's like this crazy echo. It's really hard to talk.
If you're not talking, would you guys mind muting your phones?
Okay. On this brand bill,
So when we say MCA is that, and you know, the merchant cash advance, that would be a credit card ACH deal. That'd be a credit card split deal. That'd be an daily adjustable deal where we have the merchant's bank login. But in terms of an actual loan product, we don't. Funding does not offer any of that. That would be something that the sales arm, BizFi Direct, would offer.
Okay.
And that is something you can, if you were looking to move to someone for an SBA or general loan, you can go through them, and they'd be happy to work with you guys to figure that out. But in terms of what we, when you submit a deal here, what we can offer you, we can. It's only the MCA program. So that'd be the daily ACH based on the bank statements or off the credit card revenue. Okay. So moving right along, as I was saying, the deals that we normally take splits off of, or credit card based deals, would be your restaurants, your retail, the merchants who don't put all their cash and they don't have a very strong average daily balance, but they still qualify in terms of credit score, industry, time in business, and they have a pretty good history with their credit card processor in terms of no collections, been with them for a while. So then we'll go ahead and do then is move them to one of these preferred processors, and these are the only processors we split with. Different sales officers have their preference. We don't really have a preference on what we use personally. I tend to work with Integrity the most, but I work with Synergy a lot, Evo, Transfer. So it's really all depends on the merchant themselves, their credit score, their time business, and you know, different processors will charge different fees. And that's something that one of the other departments we have will work with you guys on if you were to have a split deal. Now, this is the general requirements for our revenue-based deals. We don't see from you guys many hybrid deals. Those would be your extremely short time in business, your very poor credit scores. We tend to actually see a lot of diamond deals from you guys, which is great. Those are the deals that we try to go strongest on, have the best rates, and you know, really look to fund. So these are the general requirements for them. Traditional programs run from 4 to 9 months, with gold programs going 6 and 8, 10, 12, 15, and diamond 6, 8, 10, 12, and 15. Our minimum time in business for traditional is 1 year, for gold is 2 years, and for diamond is 3 years. There is some leeway in that in terms of if the credit score and banks are very strong, or if merchant was, let's say, the vice president of a business for a number of years and then bought the business out. So he has some goodwill there, and he's only had a short time business. You know, we try to leverage the other strong aspects of the deal in order to get you the best deal. We try to move best foot forward, and in the sense we'd like to, you know, every deal we'd like to make it a max diamond offer, and we kind of look at it and go down from there to see, you know, where, you know, we try to, like I said, we want to give you the best offer so you're able to go to a merchant and say, here's what I got for you, and close it, and you get a stocks, and we fund it as soon as possible. Bank statements required is 6, you know, 3 or 4 is fine if it's a seasonal business, or if it's a business, if it's, let's say, construction or landscaping in the Northeast, you know, upper Midwest. Those would be something that you may want to submit payback months on up front, because that would give you the most accurate offer off the top. You know, restaurants in some of the cities in like Orlando and Florida, something like that, where you see real seasonality. We would require payback months on those at towards the end, but if you get them more up front, you go out to the merchant with the best offer right off the bat without having to maybe go back after the fact and change it. You know, obviously how you guys, you know, however you work, however the sales guys do it, however you request tips or upfront stuff, you know, that's up to you guys. The more we have upfront, the more accurate pre-approval and normally better pre-approval we can get you upfront, which makes the whole process a lot smoother.
Yeah, I mean, our policy is generally to just give you literally everything we have up front because we trust you guys. Before you go much further, I just had a quick question on this opportunity program. I don't know if I've seen many approvals like this. What attracts me is that minimum credit score, and I've never seen a two-month term from you guys.
I think I've done one in the 2 years, in the 1,500 deals I've done. I think I've only done one. It's not very normal. We'll get it. We'll have it sometimes where a merchant will have a 9002 or 9003, mostly because they're an older merchant. They just really don't work with credit that way. In that sense, it's hard for us to really judge how well they would be at paying back. Okay. And that'd be something we'd give an opportunity program or something that has, you know, 5 or 6 months time in business and credit's good. So rather than just kill the deal outright because the merchant has a strong credit score, we'll go ahead and give them, you know, a higher program. Now, when I pull up the spreadsheet, you'll see the rates on them. They are a lot higher because there is that added risk factor. So based on the deals you guys tend to send in, they're normally a lot stronger, which is why you don't see those offers from us. But as you were saying, I've noticed you guys do send everything as much as you can up front. It's fantastic. You guys send the tax returns up front to give us the best estimation, which is why we were able to give you so many diamond offers. It allows us to really get a better picture of each deal.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So in terms of the minimum advance amounts, we can actually go down. I know it says 50 for the diamond and 25 for gold. We're actually able to go down to 10,000. So you've probably seen some offers below that. That's just, these are general guidelines we've gone out with over the years, but we tailor what we've seen is we've had merchants who qualify for a large amount, so they just don't want it. And we had to, you know, work it out that we're able to go down. So we're able to, we're able to play around with this as best we can to make a deal work if everything warrants it. So the part I really want to highlight here, which is going to be really big when we get to the spreadsheet, is the max gross reserve or holdback. So when I pull up the spreadsheet, if you're able to have this up in front of you, and I'll be able to show you how to manipulate this spreadsheet quickly, that will allow you to get the max offer possible. Now, in terms of positions, we only do positions. We will pay off other cash advance companies that does not include Cabbage or On Deck Lines of Credit.
Funding Circle monthly payments?
That's different. We wouldn't pay that off either. It's more your daily and your weekly ACHs. There are some QuickBridge offers some weekly payments, Swift offers some weekly payments sometimes. Those would be things we'd have to pay off. But your general lines of credit, monthly payment ones, that wouldn't be something we'd be paying off. The merchant must net around 50%, give or take a few percentage points. And we don't pay off more than, would be rare occasion, we pay off more than 150, and we'll probably not pay off more than a second and a third, or more than two advances. There are extenuating circumstances. Merchant may have very small balances left. And in that case, you know, we take another look at it. For the most part, though, we're not looking to pay off, you know, three or four advances. In terms of average daily balance, in terms of the multiple we look for in order to keep it on a revenue program and not put it on a credit card, these are the minimum average daily balances, but we look for a multiple of 5. So if the merchant's daily payment is going to be $500, we want it to be a minimum, have an average daily balance of $2,500 with no real days dipping below that and no negative days, in the sense that we want the merchant to be able to handle that $500 coming out daily, every day for 21 days a month. And mm-hmm. not every merchant is used to having that kind of cash flow come out of their bank account. And we want to make sure they are able to handle that daily payment and not, you know, go into collections of any sort, because we either overestimated what they were able to afford, or the merchant really wasn't understanding of what it would entail. And that comes into play of how many negative days the merchant has. You know, you may have a merchant that deposits only 3 to 4 times a month, and in those few days around it, they carry an average daily balance of high 5 figures, but otherwise they're very low. And that'd be something that we look at and take into consideration. And I'll show you how we would take that into consideration when we get to the spreadsheet.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So the next page is the states that are able to do a fixed or adjustable. We tend to do adjustable if we're able to, because we're able to offer adjustable in every state, and only certain states allow fixed, in the sense that every deal, every contract comes with a set daily payment, and that is the purchase, that is a payback amount divided by 21 days divided by the term. And the only way it ever adjusts is if the merchant actually gives us bank login and authorizes us to adjust payment, which is few and far between.
Are you saying that you don't really adjust, that MCC has the ability to adjust for seasonality? Is that what I'm understanding? Or
yeah,
is it just
so,
having issues?
Well, technically both. When the merchants who are experiencing issues are generally ones that are more seasonal, and in that case, they would provide us with the bank login. Or merchants who know off the bat that, you know, I am a restaurant in Orlando, I have my summers a lot slower, here's my bank login, you guys set my whole back at, let's say, 12%. So we'll go in every 2 weeks, and based on the deposits for those 2 weeks, set the daily payment then. Because someone, like in that example, they may be doing $100,000 a month in the winter months, but in the summer months they're only doing $30,000. That daily payment we set may be too high for them, and they may be aware of that, and that's something that they would take into consider. We would, you know, whether it's on the sales side on your side or on my side, when I'm doing the merchant interview, I'd say, hey, you know, you guys, do you see any real seasonality? Is it really big? Do you think you can handle this daily payment? No? Okay, well, you can send us your bank login or your bank statements on, you know, a biweekly basis, and we can go in each time and adjust the payments down based on the percentage we factored, but it would only be the daily, it would only be adjusted to what you're doing at that time, and then when we hit your strong months again, it's going to go back up.
Okay, yeah.
That'll be your more seasonal merchants who, you know, especially if you're a better time in business, who are more aware of their general cash flow, would be the ones who would elect to do that, as to not, you know, either fall behind in collections, etc.
So can you remind me here, this seasonality adjustment, is this just for MCAs, or is it also offered for the loan products?
That'd be up to the companies that are offering the loan product. I don't know what different SBA companies or what Funding Circle, etc. offers in terms of that. But in terms of the MCAs that we offer directly here, that is open to every single deal, pending the merchant providing us with that bank login.
Okay.
Okay. Now here are the guidelines getting to what general requirements we have.
Sorry, Jeff. I was on mute, so it took me a minute to button. So they don't have to qualify for ACH? They automatically all qualify?
We start every deal looking as a revenue-based ACH, and then based on the amount of negative days and the other factors, if they're able to handle a credit card-based deal, we'll move it to a credit card-based deal. If they're not able, sometimes you'll have a construction or trucking company that doesn't do any credit cards, and they have too many negative days, and in that sense, the deal would be declined. But otherwise, we try to always do a revenue-based deal off the bank statements, as it is the most common. It's easiest for us to collect. It's easiest for the merchant to see. You know, they have their. We give them everybody a general ledger that they're able to go into, log into our online portal. It's the easiest for all parties involved.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Alright, so the stipulations we require for our deals, anything on the traditional program, is financials are required for $75,000 and above. That'd be your P&L and your balance sheet. And in terms of whether a company that would have payables and receivables, we would require those statements. That'd be your construction-based deals, your manufacturing, sometimes some of your retails, or for diamond and gold, it's $100,000. That would include, these would also include your tax card. That is a third party we work with to pull the partial returns for merchant for the last few years. That would give us the general financials, some ownership information, any lien information. We verify that against the tax return provided, any other tax documentation, any other lien paperwork we filed. We require site verification on any deal over $50,000. We generally send a third party out. If a merchant's a home-based business, we'll generally have the merchant take their own pictures as to not, infringe on them, send to somebody stomping around their house. We would then ask that the merchants, have signage in the pictures, any supplies they have, inventory, office space, whatever they use, as anything that we would get from a normal third party, we would ask that they would also take those pictures. We require for anything that we're paying off or any other cash advance companies the merchant had in the recent past, we require either the balance letters or the payoff letters. That'd be including zero balance letters. So that if someone had on deck in the past, in the last few years, and they don't have, but they're paid off, we require a zero balance letter from on deck. That can also be through the online portal. You can give us on deck, just like us, has a very strong online portal. We can go in, get that ourselves. Every deal has a merchant interview. Every deal we would require either the landlord verification with lease or a mortgage statement. Sometimes there is issues with landlord, and that's the case. We can try to get rent checks verified against the lease and against the bank statements to make sure that all matches up. And that's on a deal-by-deal basis. For trade references, that'd be vendors that the merchant works with. And we tend to watch bigger trades based on the size of the deal. That follows the guidelines of the financials, $75,000 for traditional and $100,000 for gold or diamond. There may be other stipulations required based on the individual deal itself, whether that be a large judgment or a tax lien, what have you. Different deals require different things, and that'd be up to the discretion of the underwriter themselves. Any questions?
Not quite yet. I'm mostly looking forward. This echo's killing me. I'm mostly looking forward to seeing the Excel calculator.
Okay. Yeah, so in terms of industries, we really look for retail, restaurants, anything in the medical field, hotels, motels, any quick service. Now these are our restricted and excluded industries. We do look at accounting firms for very small, either short traditional or hybrid offers, and that'd be going into tax season or busy season. So that'd be like in February, January, we look to give them a short program. Otherwise, we tend to stay away from those. Construction, trucking, transportation are pretty much always capped at 8 months. There can be 150,000. There can be an exception for that based on, sometimes you have large construction companies that have been around for a few decades. In that sense, we can, try to extend that out. Other excluded interests, we don't do anything in the medical, with anything with marijuana, anything gas station related, consulting. We look at it on a deal by deal basis. Depending on the type of consulting they offer, how long they've been around, what their credit is, we can try to offer something there. Yes.
Can I ask about supermarket grocery stores? What is max GR 6% mean?
Yes. So when I get to the spreadsheet, so if you remember from the STIP, from this guidelines I showed you, it had like 8 months, 12%, 15 months, 9%. When we look at grocery stores, because their margins are not as strong, we cap that at 6%. We will go up depending on the grocery store. Like I said, time based on time and business and the credit. you have specialty stores that they have better margins, so we'll raise that percentage requirement, and I'll play around with the calculator, and you'll be able to see everything.
Okay.
Yep. So before I move to the calculator, you guys have any other questions on anything in here?
No.